B'shem Hashem, in the name of Hashem, Kel Olam, the God of the world, quoting from a pasuk in Tehillim, Tehi Yadcha La'azreini, may your hand assist me, Ki Fikudecha B'charti, because your judgments, your mitzvahs I have chosen, which Sefer Shvi, we begin the seventh book in the Yad HaChazaka, in the 14th Svarim of the Mishnah Torah, but who is Sefer Zeraim, which that's the book of planting, which La'azreini has the same letters as Zeraim, Zera, Ezer, which is these things that are for a person's parnasa, where Hashem should help us, which Hilchos of Sheva, there are seven halachas in this Sefer of Zeraim, and this is the order of them, which are all things regarding sharing a person's bounty with other people, which follows from the previous Sefer. Hilchos Kalayim, the laws of Kalayim for benin mixtures. Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the laws of the gifts to the poor. Hilchos Trumas, the laws of separations, of elevations, giving to Kahanim. Hilchos Meisters, the laws of tithing. Hilchos Meisters Sheinim Netir Avoy, the laws of the second tithe, and the laws of fruits in its a tree in the fourth year. Hilchos Bikurim, the laws of the first fruits that are brought up to Yerushalayim. Hilchos Shemitah, we have the laws of the Shemitah cycle and the Yevil cycle. We begin the first of the halachas, Hilchos Kalayim, the laws of Kalayim, which Yesh Bechlal Nechamesh Mitzvahs Leisus. The Rambam says, in this category, there's five negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph 1, Shlei Lizroya Zroim Kalayim, not to plant a forbidden mixture of different types of seeds. Bays, number 2, Shlei Lizroya Tevua Ayarek by Kerem, not to plant grain or vegetables in a vineyard. Gimel, number 3, Shlei Larbiya Behemu Kalayim, not to crossbreed animal of different mixtures. Dalad, number 4, Shlei Lasa Malocha Bikili Behem Ma'akeached, not to do work with a mixture of different animals together as one. And hey, number 5, Shlei Libish Kalayim, not to wear a forbidden mixture of wool and linen known as shatnas. Those are the five halachas, which there are many different types, but they're all common denominators for forbidden mixtures. Uber mitzvahs elu b'prakim elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, where there are 10 chapters. Chapter Aleph to Dalad speaks about regarding the laws of Kalay Yisroim, forbidden mixture of planted seeds and ilonis of trees. Perek Hei Teches discusses another similar type called Kalay Akerem, specifically the forbidden mixture in a vineyard. Perek Tes discusses regarding Kalay Behema, forbidden mixture of animals. And Perek Yud discusses Kalay Begadim, which that is known as Shatnas, the forbidden mixture of wool and linen. So we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses Kalay Yisroim, the forbidden mixture of seeds and of trees, and regarding the types of seeds that are in application. So Halacha Alef Drama opens up regarding this prohibition of Kalay Yisroim. Hazrei Shnei Min Yisroim Ke'echad Be'etz Tov. Someone plants two different types of seeds together as one in Eretz Yisrael. Like he gets lashes. Shnemakas, like it says in the passing of Yikur, Sot Cholo Yisroim Kloim. Your field you should not be planting with a forbidden mixture. Now, Halacha Beis. Now this includes Ve'echad Hazrei, whether one is sowing, meaning planting, or Yamanakish, or even weeding, which also helps foster growth. Or even if he's covering the earth over it. For example, let's say there was one kernel of wheat and one of barley. Or one bean and one lentil. Menachem Alaretz was just laying there on the ground. And he covers it over with earth, which helps foster the growth. Whether it does by hand or by foot or with a tool. Either one of these approaches, like he's going to get lashes for this iser of planting climb. Now, and whether he plants in the earth, or even if in a perforated pot, is all included in this Isser. Now, but if he plants in a non-potted plot, in a potted plant, not with a hole that is getting nourishment from the ground, so then they only give him rabbinic lashes, because that's only rabbinically prohibited. Halacha Gimel. It's forbidden to plant kalayim, forbidden mixture, even for a Gentile. Meaning, we're talking about where the field of the Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael, and the reason that is because a Gentile does not have any rights of acquisition in the land of Israel to remove it from its sanctity, which is where the prohibition is of planting kalayim. But a Jew is allowed to tell a Gentile that the Gentile should plant for himself in his own field kalay Yisroim. Now, although generally we say amir la'akum, what you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to tell a Gentile to do, and that even applies by all Yisroim, but that would be only telling the Gentile to do something that's forbidden for the Jew, but to tell the Gentile to do for himself something that he's allowed to do, you're allowed to tell him. Now, v'asal adam l'kayim klei yisroim b'sadeh, a person not even maintain a forbidden mixture of seeds in his field. Eloikrim, he has to uproot them. V'mekimam, now if he maintains them, so although it's prohibited, but ain't eloikrim, he doesn't get lashes for that, for not having done an action of actually planting. Now, umutah l'yisroel, but it's permitted for a Jew, l'zroya klei yisroim b'yod, to even actively go with his own hand and plant a forbidden mixture of seeds, b'chutz l'aretz out of Eretz Yisrael. And even to go initially and mix the seeds together, and then to plant it out of Eretz Yisrael, which is another stage of like deliberate action, it's permitted. And with Dvar Meila Divrei Kabbalah, and these halachas are from tradition, because essentially this is in the same pasuk. They were differentiating regarding the grafting of a tree, which we learn out from the mating of animals, which is forbidden in Chutz La'aretz. In contrast, the Klai Zeraim, which we're talking about over here, which we learn from Sadcha, we say your field, which is only Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, which that's from Divrei Kabbalah, because here you have in the same pasuk these two halachas, and one you're saying it's in Chutz La'aretz, and one you're saying it's not. And therefore, those are the words of tradition that we have how to interpret the Torah. Halacha Dalet. Ein Issur Mishum Klei Zroim. The prohibition of the forbidden mixture of seeds is only Ela HaZroim Marun L'Machal Adam. It's only seeds that are edible for a person. Av L'Savim HaMorim, but regarding the bitter herbs of Akeizim and things like that. Min Ikarim She'ein Marum El Refu of Akeizim, which are from these roots, from these bulbs, that are not fit for anything, it's just for medicinal purposes and things similar like that. The name Mishum Klei Zroim, there's no problem about a forbidden mixture of planting different types of seeds together. Now, halacha hey, now we discussed regarding a related halacha, that of kalah hilanis, forbidden of grafting of trees. So kalah hilanis, grafting different trees, harim b'chlam mashanem, and this is included in what the pasuk says, which is the halacha we've been mentioning, of sad chalais Yisrael claim, that you feel you should not go ahead and plant with a forbidden mixture, which the way we know this, that's included, because we learn from a hekesh, where it says sad chalais Yisrael claim, and says behem t'chalais harbiya claim, which just like an animal is with harva, which is mating, which is two different things, which is essentially what it means grafting, which is, as Rambam says, ketzad hausso, what's grafting that we're including that of the trees to this halacha of kalai Yisrael, is a mark of ilan b'ilan. If you take one tree and graft it into another one, which is essentially what two animals that forbidden marbia climb of mating two different animals, is essentially two different entities, is kagan shehirkev yichur shel tapuach b'esrig. For example, let's say he grafts a branch of an apple tree into an esrig tree, a esrig b'tapuach, or a branch of an esrig tree onto an apple tree, or is it like him in that term, b'chamakam, then the person is going to get biblical lashes wherever it is, bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz, and this is where we're saying it's Medibur Kabbalah, because this halacha, which can be learned out from Klai Zerum, which is not forbidden mechutz la'aretz, this is forbidden, whether in Eretz Yisrael, even out of Eretz Yisrael. And v'chein mark of yarek be'ilan, so if someone grafts a vegetable in a tree, or ilan be'yarek, or a tree in a vegetable, lo'ge b'chamakam, he's going to get his lashes wherever it is. Halacha vav. Now, v'asli Yisrael, aniach l'goy. Now, it's forbidden for a Jew to let the Gentile, sheyarkiv lo ilan is kolayim, to plant for him, in this halacha, it's forbidden for him to allow him to graft his trees, although you could tell him to do his own, but a Gentile is forbidden on grafting a tree, so you cannot let the Gentile to go ahead and graft his trees as kolayim. Now, umutal izroy izroy mezer ilan ke'echa. Now, however, it is permitted to go ahead and plant seeds, and the seeds of a tree, ke'echad as one, and that's not grafting, that's planting. And v'chema utla arib zari ilanis ulzarm ke'echad, so you're allowed to take and mix the seeds of trees and to plant them as one. Because she'en l'cha klein bilanis, because the isser of forbidden mixtures of the trees is elar kavim b'lav, it's only grafting. You take an existing tree and graft it onto another one. But the seeds, it does not have that isser. Halacha zayin, Zeram continues regarding the manifestation of the kalayim, that after the fact that is permitted, that is hazareh zroim kalayim, someone does plant a forbidden mixture of seeds, and v'chein markiv ilan is kalayim, so that if someone grafts the forbidden mixture of trees, afal pishur, like although he gets lashes, harel mutar b'achila, it is permitted to consume the fruits, v'afal hazer sh'avar zroim, and even the one who he himself went and violated and did the planting, sh'alei nesel z'rasim b'vay, because the only thing that's forbidden here is the planting and not the produce. Now, umuta lita yichur mina ilan, you're also allowed to go ahead and plant a branch from a tree, shahuk of klayim, which had been grafted as a forbidden mixture, and this is what came out. You're allowed to take that branch and to plant that. And also, you're also allowed to plant from the seed of a vegetable which had been planted in the forbidden mixture. That you're allowed to go ahead and plant. Again, that's not forbidden. Halacha ches, the Rambam now explains the different types of seeds. And this is till the end of the parak is like somewhat of an introduction, an explanation of different types of seeds that Ram is going to explain in the coming chapters. So it says Ram, the seeds are split into three different types of categories. One of them is called tivua, grain. That's five types of grain. Hachitin, the wheat, vakusmin, the spelt, vasarin, the barley, vishabal, shul, and oats, vashifin, and the rye. Now, that's one category. And the second category is what's called kitnis, legumes. These are all types of seeds which are eaten by the person. That's for, except for grain which has its own category. For example, what's the second category of kidneys? Like beans, and peas, and lentils, and millet, and rice, and sesame seeds, and poppy seeds, and white peas. All things like that. Those are these beans and seeds. That's the second category. Now, the third category is what's called zirei negina, garden seeds. And these are all the types of seeds in the rim lamachalod, which are not fit for people to eat them. Now, the fruit of that seed is what's eaten by people. For example, zera habitzalim, like the onion seed, or vashuman of garlic, vizera chatzer, and the leek seed, vaketzach, and of ketzach, vizera lefes, and the cabbage seed, vakezbim, things like that, where the seeds themselves are not edible, but the fruit that comes out is. Now, vizera pishon, the flag seed, that's included in this third category of garden seeds. Now, kishi yizru kol min yizroin me'elu b'yitzmachu, when you plant all these different types of seeds and they sprout, nikra hatzemach kuloi, so the entire sprout, the plant, is called, because manchalei nikra zera, as long as the seed is not recognizable, it's called desha, herbage, v'nikra yark, and that's what's called vegetable. Now, alacha tes, v'yesh mizroin neginah, that are from the garden seeds, zeroinim seeds shedarkim lizroim hem sadis, which it's normal to plant from them fields, kagayin hapishton, like flax, v'chargle, mustard. This is what's called the different types of seeds. Now, v'yesh mizrein neginah. Now, there are certain types of garden seeds. There are seeds she'ein derech b'ni adam lizrein mehem. That's not normal just to plant fields with them. Ela arugas, arugas, ketanas. Rather, you plant them only small little rows. Going to lefes, like turnip, vatznoin, and radish, vatrodim, and beets, vatbetzolim, and onions, vatkuzba, and coriander, vatkarpus, and parsley, vatmor, and bitter herbs, ketanam, and things like that. The elam and the kanankram, and they're what's called, in contrast, the first type is called mini zroim, different types of seeds, which you plant the field of that. Here, where you're planting only a small little patch of that, that's what's called mini rakas, the different types of vegetables.